Jamal, what you didn't get a lot of chances in games to work with Aaron. So what changes, if anything, for you? What do you have to get used to, if anything, with him?
Nothing really. You know, it's just Aaron being Aaron, and Aaron lets you know certain things if he wants you to do something different from, you know, what the play call is. But, you know, Aaron can change up anything at any time. So that's really just one thing. You just got to stay on your toes and just, you know, pay attention.
Outside of the opportunities you've been given, what's changed about the run game since he last played?
What changed about it?
Yeah.
Probably just the running backs. That's just switching, really. Honestly, I really don't see much of a change. It's just really just us just getting into the groove and flow of things.
How much more dangerous, I guess, is this team now that you can throw the football with 12 back and run the football as well?
I feel like we always been dangerous, you know what I mean? But it's always great to have 12 back there, you know, and putting things together. And so now we, you know, people got to respect us even more pass game-wise too. So I think it'll just help out the run game a little bit more. You know, now people ain't going to be putting like 8-9 in the box, so it'll feel good.
Carolina's been able to stop the run without going 8-9 in the box. Mm-hmm. What have you seen from them on film that makes them such a good run defense?
It's just a veteran team, you know, just a lot of guys who've just been playing ball for so long and playing with each other. So really they can see the nitpick things, the little detailed things. So really we just got to be on our game and make sure everything just looks the same no matter what.
Is this a game where perseverance means a lot for the run game? Because it can be discouraging, I guess, against a team early in a game. If they have the success stopping the run, do you guys just have to persevere in that area?
Yeah, but I feel, you know, as long as we just keep running the ball the way we've been running it, you know, and getting 4 yards of carry and stuff like that, just keeping the, you know, the chains moving, we'll be fine.
One of the things the coaches have been impressed by you all year long has been your pass protection. They get after the quarterback pretty well. Mm-hmm. How do you focus? What do you have to do to make sure you're doing your job in pass protection against this team?
Same thing you've been doing this whole time. You know what I mean? Working on your technique, make sure you're low, you know. And honestly, I just think you just got to want it more than the other dude. You know what I mean? So really, I just feel it's all in your mind. I mean, we're all athletic. Everybody can do anything. It's just, you know, just putting your mind to it.
Coach Mike said you kind of caught him off guard there with that dance.
I know.
He didn't want to, you know.
I caught myself, too. I just, because I see him put his head, I'm like, oh, Coach about to get in on this, you know what I mean? So I was about to hit it, and I see him give me a high five. I was like, oh, yeah, he's not ready yet. But we'll get there, though.
So if Coach was going to join you in the dance, what does he have to know to effectively pull off your dance moves?
Oh, nothing. He's pretty limbo already, you know what I mean? He just got to be flexible in the hips. But he got it, you know what I mean? He just need practice, that's all. I'm going to work with him. One day I'm going to get him to do it. I can't wait to. That's going to be a great day.